My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Cistercian College in Roscrea is one of Ireland's leading boarding schools for boys, but this is all about to change. The college will transition to a co-educational model starting in September of 2026. So not this coming one, but the September beyond. Colm Maloney, president of the Cistercian College, and Father Malachy, patron of Cistercian College, joins us now online. Good morning and welcome. Colm, first of all, we say hello to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing? And good morning to your listeners.
You might tell us about the school, first of all. It's a venerable school. Where exactly is it located?
Yes, Pat. It's a school with a great tradition and a great heritage. And it's had a great impact, I suppose, on the country and locals and families. We're based just outside Roscrea town. We're actually in the border of County Offaly, but we're very familiar with our County Tipperary students and past men as well, and from all around the country.
Now, it's a boarding school for boys. How long ago was it started, and what is your current enrolment?
Yeah, so Pat, the school was founded in 1905, so we're just coming up to our 120-year anniversary shortly. And we were a all-boys boarding school for a number of years. And then a couple of years back in 2017, we extended that to day boarding and to five-day boarding.
Okay, so you have day boys, you've got five-day boarders and seven-day boarders.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So who started thinking about enrolling girls? When did this idea hatch?
Yeah, well, look, we have a great board, a great support from our Cistercian monastics patrons. And I suppose what we want to always be is we want to be at the forefront of future offerings. And I think we'll all agree we wanted to extend that invitation to girls and to make us a home for everyone in the family.
And on that note, we'll go to Father Malachy. Father Malachy, what was your reaction when it was presented to you that this is the way the school might go in the future?
Good morning, Pat, and thanks for having me on. Yes, I mean, when the board presented the proposal a couple of years ago that they'd like to look at the possibility of going co-ed, I was very much in favour. I think it reflects the trends in both in education and society. And it's also an evolution, I believe, of our Cistercian values of community inclusivity. And we're creating an environment where both boys and girls can learn in a faith community and be respectful of each other.
Yeah, so the idea before that you have a boy and a girl maybe a couple of years apart in age and one could go to your school and the girl could not. So that
exactly.
leaves a family feeling maybe dissatisfied in some way.
Well, what we're...
No, we seem to have lost that line. It's gone up.
Yeah. And a family-focused model. One family, one community and one college.
Okay, so it'll start in September of next year, and I'm not sure how many inquiries so far because this is only breaking news. So we'll go back to you, Colm. What needs to be done in the school to make it amenable for female students?
Look, we're just to go back to your point, there's great excitement in the school this morning. Obviously, it was announced to the boys earlier and to our wider staff and then our parents as well. So great excitement. Look, we're blessed, Pat. We have a great campus here with great facilities and great bones to build on. Obviously, there'll be lots of infrastructure, appropriate toilets, showers, changing rooms, facilities. So look, great excitement ahead and some investment coming to the college as well to carry out those changes. And look, we're very excited. I think it's a great direction for the college. And look, we want families to call us home. Just going back to your point there, when you went out to visit schools and that, and you were doing the roadshow to welcome people to the college, you were always conscious of the girls in the room of late, and they're very eager to be part of our story.
Now, a lot of young kids will think, when they think of boarding school with boys and girls, they think Hogwarts. It's going to be like Hogwarts.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So is it similar in any way?
No, look, I suppose, look, from my own experience, before I was appointed here, I worked down at Kilkenny College, a great school, and they have had co-ed boarding for quite a while and large numbers. So, look, it's a model that works. Obviously, it comes with appropriate supervision, appropriate timetables in the evening, and to make sure that your sporting offering is equal across the board. And, yes, we have a great campus here, great space and great room to grow.
Now, in terms of the girls enrolling, will they only be first years that enrol, or will you try to enrol kids who might be a little bit further, you know, towards the junior cert or even the leaving cert, so you'll have a smattering throughout the years, or will it just be growing from first year on from next year?
No, we hope exactly. We hope to enrol from first year, but also I think transition year is a natural entry point, as is fifth year at the start of the senior cycle. And I think that would be a great way to introduce the new model.
Now, the caricature of the lads, you know, reacting, and I'm not sure whether there were any wolf whistles at assembly this morning when you made the announcement. But many of the kids have come from primary schools where they are co-ed, where there's a mixed sex situation.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Impact confirmed. The Slayer has been activated.
Demonic threat level increasing.
Hold the line!
all the power of hell cowering before one man.
Id Software presents Doom the Dark Ages. Available May 15th on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC. Pre-order now.
Rated M for mature.
Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser transforms your space, creating your perfect ambiance with a wide range of inviting fragrances that make your guests go, oh. Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser's easy-to-change refills allow you to choose your perfect fragrance for any occasion, like lush honeysuckle and raspberry, and vibrant island coconut and warm sands. And if guests start shifting from the table to the couches, no worries. It's perfectly portable and cordless. Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser, always inviting.
Yeah, look, Pat, actually, it was lovely to see at the announcement this morning, a lovely round of applause, because as you said, our boys are coming from co-ed primary schools. It's something they're very familiar with and used to. So look, it's very natural in really, and it replicates the workplace. It replicates the shift, the rightful shift we have in society to make sure opportunities are open to all. So, and just going back to your point, last year we have our school opera, which is a musical, mm-hmm. and we decided to invite in girls from the local area. And just going back to your point, it created great excitement for 24 hours. But then what was lovely to see was them sitting in the college ref with the lads, having their tea, having their sandwich, and chatting and getting on. And that's exactly what we want to see and encourage, you know.
Now, obviously, there are practical difficulties. You mentioned that you've got lots of sports facilities and so on, and, you know, whether you'd have enough girls for a female hockey team or what way that'll work, I don't know. But things like bedrooms, changing rooms, toilets, all of those practical things that have to be sorted.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're very lucky here, Pat. I don't know if you've ever been down to our campus here, but it's a fine campus with lots of space. And we actually have adjacent buildings which we can move into. And with the support of our Cistercian monastery patrons, we have the ability to be able to offer boarding, but in separate housing with an appropriate distance and a very good high standard, you know. So our campus has that ability to adapt. And, you know, the evolution of things is hugely important, and we're very blessed that we have the campus and the area to do that. But yes, it'll mean yellow jackets and hammers and new installations and all that sort of stuff. But that's exciting, and exciting for everyone to see, you know. So we'll be very lucky.
So the girls' dorm will be in one building and the guys in another.
Exactly. And I suppose, look, Pat, today's age, mum is working hard, dad is working hard, having the ability to send your son or daughter here where they can either board or they can come in at 8 o'clock and stay here till 8 o'clock in the evening and enjoy study and sports and drama and music and all those kind of things. It's actually solving a problem for families as well, and have them all part of it. Is, you know, we're delighted.
Yeah, maybe I have a too vivid imagination, but I'm thinking of the girls' dorm and the guys' dorm and in between no man's land. And if someone breaches security, the sirens go up and the spotlights start scouring the landscape for a lad who's trying to make it to the girls' dorm.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, there's always going to be that natural inquisition and that kind of stuff. And that's where we come in our experience and have the appropriate policies and procedures in place. And I think, look, they're very used to living together, working together, being in school together, even playing sports together. So this is a very natural transition. And it's a great positive step for us and for the community around us. And indeed, our past men as well. Great that they have the option now of sending their own daughters to the college, you know.
Yeah. Now, you have quite a series of distinguished alumni, have you not?
We do.
Dick Spring,
we
former Taoiseach de Gwent, Brian Cowan, former Taoiseach.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, we're very proud of all of our past men and their achievements. And I suppose one thing I'm always conscious to say that our past students don't always have to reach the highest office in the land. We just want them to, you know, to carry the values of the place with them and bring it to their families and communities. So look, we're very proud of our tradition, and we're very proud of the past men. And we've been blessed to have such a great alumni.
Now, the enrollment, I think, what, have you got about 270 students at the moment? Will that increase?
Our role has been increasing over the last couple of years, and we hope to grow that. But one thing we don't want to lose, Pat, is we're a small school. I always use the moniker, we're a small school on the big stage. So look, we want to grow our role, but we don't want to exponentially grow. We want to keep what people love about the place is the fact that it's small, it's personable, and you know, it works for them.
Now, you have, as I mentioned earlier, you've got day pupils, you've got 5-day boarders and 7-day boarders. What's the ratio of each category?
Yeah, it's actually a kind of a split, Pat. It's a third day, a third 5-day, and a third 7-day. And I suppose the area that's probably grown quite a lot over the last couple of years is the 5-day. And I suppose, look, that's because parents are working hard and they want to have family time at the weekend. And we're able to encompass all the sports, the study, and obviously our great academic heritage as well. You know, so it kind of the 5-day really works. And then obviously, Irish people travel the globe, and they want to sometimes send their sons and now their daughters to, you know, get enriched at home, in their culture at home as well, you know, so that's hugely important as well.
Now, you have to tell us the bad news, your fee structure. What does it cost to be day, 5-day or 7-day?
Yeah, so our fee structure is, our day fee is around €8,800. Our 5-day fee is around €17,700, and our 7-day fee is about €18,800. And we also have an international fee as well, which is €19,900. It's a lot of money. We're always very conscious of parents taking the decision and the choice to come here. And I think overall, we really do provide, you know, a good value across the board.
Finally, I should have to ask you the question about, you know, trans, and whether or not you have a trans student policy, given the difficulties that Wilson's Hospital found itself in. I mean, have you developed such a policy, or what is your approach?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose, look, our approach is, today is the good news, is our own white smoke in relation to girls coming into the school. Obviously, over the course of the next year, we'll be developing all the appropriate policies for potential students coming in. Obviously, you'll appreciate, Pat, that in a boarding residential halls of residence environment, things are slightly different. There's child protection issues that we have to be careful of. So look, we'll cross all those bridges in due course and have everything appropriate in place.
And the question then, it starts enrolling in September of 2026. Have you had any, of course it's too early really for inquiries because we're just breaking the news now.
Well, you know, it's funny, Pat, while we've officially sent out the news today, we have our big open day at the end of September in a couple of months' time, and that will be for girls and boys. But we often have families come into us and they say, you know, what's the chances of our daughter coming? We'd really love her to come. So while we haven't got inquiries off the bat, we've had soft inquiries over the last number of years, and we're delighted now to be able to offer it to the whole family, you know. And credit to the board, our chair Kevin Keegan, and credit to Father Malachy and the Cistercians for supporting us in this endeavour, and I think it's going to set the place up for the future.
And you already have a huge number of female teachers on board.
Yeah, we do. Look, our staff ratio here is 60-40 female. And of course, you know, when you go off to teacher, when you qualify as a teacher, you're there to teach students, you know. So look, we'll also help our staff as well in this change. But, you know, what we're really picking up this morning, Pat, is just great excitement on the ground here with the lads, our staff, with our Cistercian monastic shared campus community. Everybody is looking forward to this new juncture. And I think it's a good, it sets our own faith-based Catholic school up for the future, you know.
Very good. Colin Maloney, who's president of Cistercian College in Roscrea, and Father Malachy, who's patron, thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm Cindy Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean 4 times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to,
or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.